With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Pumpkin pie, turkey, gravy, sweet potatoes, and green bean casserole are some of the time-honored foods found at most Thanksgiving tables, but a survey shows those are also some of the top day-after sandwich items. The Harris Poll survey did a deep dive into America's favorite Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. More than 94% of the respondents dine on a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. Staples like gravy, ham, and stuffing trail turkey as the most popular items that belong on a Thanksgiving leftover sandwich. Pumpkin pie-filled sandwiches were a must-have ingredient in a leftover sandwich for 11% of the respondents. Americans also loved adding hot dish leftovers into their post-Thanksgiving sandwiches, with mac and cheese, green bean casserole, corn casserole, and broccoli casserole, reported by survey participants. White bread was the breadwinner for sandwiches. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
Loading a trailer can be a challenging task. Making multiple trips up and down a ladder so you don't under or overfill it, usually making it a two or three person job. Until Pendulum Cam. Pendulum Cam allows you to have a level view of your trailer via a wireless monitor without ever leaving your cab. The only wireless video monitoring system on the market today that can maintain a vertical axis on any electronic or automated tarp system. Save time and reduce the chance of injury by ordering yours at envisionit.co.
While pets can have the occasional human treat, there are some things that the Animal Humane Society is asking you to keep away from furry friends this Thanksgiving. AHS spokesperson Sarah Bimani says something to absolutely avoid is cooked bones.
They can splinter, which means they can cause choking. They can possibly obstruct the gastrointestinal tract.
She says other foods to keep in mind are
garlic and onions and chives. Those in small amounts irritate our pet stomachs, but in larger amounts can be toxic.
Of course, Bimani says to keep all desserts and chocolate away from your pets, as it's poisonous to both dogs and cats. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.